नमस्ते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। I think I need the book. I didn't memorize the verse yet. Thank you, Master. Pitamaho me bhavadiya samata. Pradara aviskrita sadubhada. Bhavad vipakshena vichitra vaisasam. Samprapitastvam paramasvapitra. Pitamaho me bhavadiya samata. Prarada aviskrita sadubhada. Bhavad vipakshena vichitra vaisasam. Samprapitastvam paramasvapitra. Prarada aviskrita sadubhada. Vipakshena vichitra vaisasam. Samprapitastvam paramasvapitra. Tamaho me bhavadiya samata. Pravada vikastra sadubhada. Abad vipassena vichitra vasasa. Samprapitas tvam paramasvapita. Mata is please. Pitamahome bhavadiya samata. Pradaraviskrita Sadubharam. Mahavadvipakshena Vichitra Vaishasam. Samprapitastvam Paramasvapitra. Tamahome Vavadiya Sampata. Prarada Vikrita Sadubhada. Vavikshena Vichitrasam. Samprapitastvam Paramasvapitra. Word for word. Pitamaha, grandfather, me, my, bhavadiya sangmata, approved by the devotee of your lordship, prarada, Prahlad Maharaj, aviskrita sadubada, famous, being celebrated everywhere as a devotee. Mavadvipakshena, simply going against you. Vichitravaisasam, inventing different kinds of harassments. Samprapita, suffered. Tvam, you. Parama, the supreme shelter. Svapitra, by his own father. Translation by Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. My grandfather Prahlad Maharaj is famous, being recognized by all your devotees. Although harassed by many ways by his father Hiranyakashipu, he still remained faithful, taking shelter at your lotus feet. Purport. A pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, although harassed circumstantially, in many ways, never gives up the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to take shelter of anyone else. A pure devotee never complains against the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A vivid example is Prahlad Maharaj. Examining the life of Prahlad Maharaj, we can see how severely he was harassed by his own father, Hiranyakashipu. Yet he did not divert his attention from the Lord even to the smallest extent. Vali Maharaj, following in the footsteps of his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, remained fixed in his determination to the Lord, and despite the Lord's having punished him. Tasendi Bhaktivedanta Purport. Om Gyana Timirandasya Girangiran Salakaya Chaksuru Militanjina Tashmashi Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of nature. My spiritual master opened my eyes with torch knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vatale Simate Viravaho Prabhuriti Namane Sisivrinna Davira Padapankaya Dina Parapada Masivravahe. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vatale Simate Vakti Vedanta Swami Dinamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauri Brahmani Prachani Prasirvise Sapastya De Satarine. Thank you everyone for allowing me to render some service to all of you. Some service to my Divine Spiritual Master and Srila Prabhupada and Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we continue with this wonderful pastimes from the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this there are many incidents in the scripture which describe that the doorway to God's realization is when some problem happens, when there's some crisis, some suffering in life. So here Bali Maharaj is speaking, and he accepting his condition of punishment by great mercy of the Lord Vamanadev. And he is speaking, he's saying that to verify this condition, then where he is in that moment, he speak about his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, in which he was put in many difficult situations by his grandfather, by his father Hiranyakashipu. And despite all this inconvenience inflicted by his father, he remained loyalty and very faithful to the Lord. And because this, Lord Nrisimharev appeared to him to protect him. There is a famous verse that every devotee and every Vaishnava should learn this and realize. This is very famous. This verse was spoken by Lord Brahma to a little boy, to cowherd boy, Krishna. The verse goes, Tatenu kampanshu samikshamano bujana evadma kritam vipakam hridva purbir vidadana namaste jiveta jubakti padesadayavak. This happened when Lord Brahma, he was very skeptical about how this little boy, I think he was 6 years old, how this 6 year old boy running in this forest can be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Brahma want to test him in the, he stole the cowherd boys and the calf and put it in some cave. When little Krishna realized this, what Lord Brahma was doing, he expanded himself in the old cowherd boys and calf. And after 2 years from this planet, there's just only one moment for Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma came and he saw this wonderful mystic yogic power. And then he realized that actually this little boy actually was Krishna. And so he came down and with tears in his eyes, paid obeisance to Krishna and asked forgiveness. And then he recited this verse, Tatenu Kampang. Tatenu Kampang means the compassion of the Lord. Bujana means the enduring. And Atma Kritan means the activities that the soul, that the devotee had performed for many millions of lifetimes. And Vipakam means the fruits of these activities, these results, the sufferings. So this is the meaning of this verse, that when the calamities come in the life of the devotee, we should tolerate and take it as mercy of Krishna. Because we should think that we deserve more suffering. But Krishna is so anukampan, so compassionate, that he minimized the suffering. So this was the condition of Bali Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj is another example also. Because he was put in miserable condition by the harsh words of his stepmother, Suruchi. He went to his mother Suniti and he put before her the situation, and she, in his simple mother way, he told, you should take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And he asked him, where I can find him? So I said, well, the sages worship in the forest. So even though he went there, and his motivation was material motivation, but still, when the Lord came before him, he appeared before him, he changed his mind. He became purified. Stanevilasi tapasi stitoham, he said. Tvam praktavan deva munindra guhyam kachambichimbang apidivya ratnam swamin kirtarto esmi na varan na yachet. He said that he realized that he said that he performed so many severe austerities that even the great sages and devas and rishis and kings, central kings, have able to perform. For asking for a kingdom bigger, greater than his grandfather. Grandfather is Lord Brahma. His grandfather is Lord Brahma. And he compared this this universe as a kacham, bichimban, kacham, this broken pieces of glass. And he compared to the Lord like a Divya Ratnam, like a the transcendental jewel. So he said, Naram Baran Nayachet. So when he saw, he said, I don't desire this anymore. I don't want this benediction. So, but if he wouldn't put in this condition by his stepmother Suruchi, he wouldn't be able to see the Lord. He would just be an ordinary king like anyone else. So practically, in every incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he appears or he's realized when some calamity happens, when there's some problems. For example, we have Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra appeared because the rishis and the demigods were harassed by Ravana. And they prayed to the Lord to please come to save us. So Lord Ramachandra appeared and he killed all these rakshasas, including Ravana. And Krishna also appeared for this matter. Mother Earth was overburdened by this demoniac king, headed by Kamsa, Jarasandha, Dantavaraka, all these demons. And she took the shape of the cow and went to Lord Brahma with tears in her eyes, trying to find some relief. And Lord Brahma, with the old demigods and the cow, went to the shore of the milk, ocean of milk, and prayed to the Lord to please, to solve this problem, to do something. So that's when the Lord Krishna appeared. The same here in this pastime, Lord Vamanadeva. How he appears? Because Aditi was in distress. Was in distress because her children, they lost all these positions and they were practically homeless. So this is the way that when the Lord reveals himself when there is some difficulties. The scripture also is seen as happening this way. Like, for example, Krishna didn't speak the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna until he was in complete distress. And previous to that, the Pandavas, they went through so many problems. They were in exile for 13 years. Duryodhana tried to kill them many times. And all these calamities. And what was the need? Because they were already pure devotees. But Krishna is trying to, is teaching us, not trying, he's teaching us how we should tolerate all this inconvenience. And in fact, through the history of the religions of the world, same thing happened. For example, in Exodus, in the Bible, describe how the Jews were wandering for 40 years in the desert. In this hot sun, with not enough water or food, it was so much austerity. But at the end, after 40 years, the Lord led them to the promised land. So that was the result. So when difficult situations and suffering comes to the life of the devotee, we should not complain. We never should complain. We should take this as opportunity to appeal to the Lord, to sincerely pray for the Lord. We have the recent nice examples of Russia, for example. In Russia, the Russian devotees who at the beginning of the movement, they were harassed by the KGB. I was curious about these KGB meanings. It means the committed gasudarsestvanoi vesapasnati. That means committee for state security. So this was when the previous Russian administration, and they killed so many devotees, I don't know so many, but some put into prison. And because Russia was in this opposite mood against the spiritual life, against the devotees, they become very strong. Even to now, the Krishna consciousness moving is growing so fast, faster than anywhere else in the world, in Russia. So this is the situation in which the devotee who is sincere, he takes this opportunity to surrender more to Krishna. Those who are insincere, we see how when there is some problem, they take advantage to leave and go to the material life to go on with these material desires because lack of sincerity. So when I was studying, I came to Ponti's short stories. One is called the Svetoy Malchik. That means the saintly boy. I was curious about what happened is in Russia there was a 13-year-old boy who got books from the devotees. So he went home and started to read it, and he liked it very much. So he went back to the temple, and the devotees gave him more books. He bought more books and gave it japa and started to chant. But he was very afraid about his parent. He wouldn't approve what he was doing it, so he was doing it secretly. So one time, there was a festival some distance from his house. The devotees organized this festival, and then he wanted to go. So he asked his parent to give permission because he said that he got some festival from his school. So he went there. The parents allowed him to go. He went there, and he locked his books in a chest with a lock. So when he came back, nobody was in home, and he saw that the lock was broken, and the chest was open, and there were no books. Boshe moi. So he became very nervous. So when the parents came to home, they called him. Boy. So they say, "Why you didn't tell us what you were about to?" He said. They said to him, "We find this book and we read them." He said, "And we like them." He said, "There's so much knowledge in this book. Why you didn't tell us before?" He said, "Father, I was so afraid that you didn't approve it." "No," he said, "we like it. We want to know more." And said, "We are very happy to have a saintly son." So this is the power, the potency of the Prabhupada's book. Bhrigupati yesterday read some quote from Prabhupada where he was describing the psychology of the people, how this psychology works, that even though they are suffering, they don't admit it. But the devotees, he knows better than them trying to save them from this miserable condition by giving these Prabhupada books. In Chaupati, for example, there's one devotee who's industrialist, and what he does is he write letter to the other industrials persons And the devotees, the brahmacharis, take this letter and meet with all these people in the factories and explain them. And the letter explains how this book can change the life and can change the character of these, his workers, and they can be more productive. So at the one time they went to a Bengali, he owned a factory, he has 100,000 workers. So the devotees went, the brahmacharis went there and tried to convince him to let him to distribute books in his company for the workers. And he said no. And then he said, but you know, Lord Chaitanya is from Bengal and you are from Bengal. He said, you should allow this. I don't care. He said, no. I said, okay. Then they give it the Bhagavad Gita and they give it some prasadam and they left. After 1 week, they receive a phone call from this same person. He said, please come. He said, come and put your table and your books in my company and you can stay as long as you want. So the devotees happily went and they set up everything. And after, they do great. They sell so many books to the workers and everybody was happy and there is so much donation. And then they were curious, the devotees went back to him and asking, you know, he said, at the beginning you refused. He said, why you later called us? And he said, well, he said, you gave me the Bhagavad Gita. He said, I took it home and I gave it to my wife. He said, and my wife started to read it and look in the pictures and everything. And finally, after 2 years, she smiled to me. And she said, you are wonderful. And I was struck. He said, is this book, he said, can change my wife. He can change everybody. He said. So that's what I called you. And now everybody was happy. And this is the potency. And this is the miracle of Srila Prabhupada and to come to save us. He also went through so much suffering. And so many things happened to Prabhupada just to give us this treasure to us. And we should take advantage. And when some difficulty happens in our life, we should take more shelter in Krishna and Prabhupada and our spiritual masters and perform more devotional service, because this is the only way that we can actually get free from material existence. So I stop here if there's any questions. Okay, thank you so much for your kind attention. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanande.